the next 20
years. Well, let me come on to Labour and Andy Burnham, because you always claim the NHS is safe in Labour hands, but it was Labour in power when hundreds of people died at misstaffs. It's perhaps the greatest public health scandal of our age. There was serious level of failures at every level in Morecambe Bay. The Winterbourne View care home scandal, staff were jailed for neglect and abuse. All that under Labour. It's not really safe, is it?
Well, there were terrible failings, Andrew, and lessons have to be learned. But failings have happened before in the NHS. We inherited failings at Bristol Royal Infirmary, at Alder Hey. There was the Shipman murder. So failings happen. The point is, do you face up to them and do you learn from them?
It took the system a while to face up at mid-staffs. Well, so let me just say, the former head of media, the Care Quality Commission, which is meant to be looking after us, actually, he said, Roger Davison, the message that we don't want bad news infected the whole organisation.
No, well, I just don't accept that, because when Labour came into government in 1997, as I said, we'd inherited those care scandals of the 90s, and we didn't seek to politicise them in any way. What we did was we established independent regulation in the NHS for the first time. If we didn't want bad news, we wouldn't have done that. We had the first ratings of hospitals for the first time. And in the end, it was the regulator, the Health Care Commission, that first uncovered the problems at mid-staff. So, you know, I don't accept the premise of what you are saying. The point is, do you learn from those failings? And, you know, I pay credit to Jeremy here. He has introduced some important measures to improve transparency in the National Health Service, and that's the right thing to do.
You should all learn
those lessons.
You say we have to learn from our failings, but on mid-staffs, you said, rather than getting right to the bottom of it, learning from our failings, you said, I was worried that a full public inquiry would damage the trust beyond repair.
Well, let me answer that. Exactly what happened, because in 2009, when I came into the department, it was my decision to appoint Robert Francis to begin a process of inquiry. And I made that decision even though the official advice from the Department of Health was to have no further inquiry. What I decided upon was an independent inquiry, not a full public inquiry, because the advice was that that could have damaged the hospital even further and made it hard for Stafford Hospital to recover. So I established an independent inquiry and gave Robert Francis the power to compel witnesses to attend if he chose to come back to me to exercise that power. I believe what I did was right, because it helped us get to the bottom of what happened, but also gave the hospital space to recover.
Jeremy Hunt?
No one, not Andy Burnham, no one would want what happened at mid-staffs to happen on their watch. But either Andy didn't know what was going on his watch.
It didn't happen on my watch.
Or
it happened in
when you were a minister in the Department of Health, when
it happened
earlier, either it didn't happen
you know
in
that.
Your watch, or you didn't want to know what was happening. But it went on for 4 years, between 2005 and 2009. And this was the head of media at the CQC, who said there was a culture that infected the whole NHS. People got bullied if they spoke out about poor care.
Utterly
nurses
wrong.
At mid-staffs were bullied. We'll talk to Helene Donnelly
utterly
and other
wrong.
People who were actually bullied.
How about Jeremy?
This was in
how
the
about,
Francis
how
inquiry.
How about Jeremy? Read the
if
Francis...
If you just let me answer...
How about read
my,
the
would
Francis
you,
report?
Would you just let me answer the
which
question,
didn't
Andy?
Criticise
I know this is a difficult
let the Health Secretary finish, then I'll come back to you.
The truth is that we are going on a journey after mid-staffs. I want the NHS to be the safest and most caring healthcare system in the world, but that relies on people being able to speak out when they find poor care. And I'm afraid that every time that I've spoken out about poor care in the NHS, you said this is running down the NHS, this is softening up the NHS for privatisation.
All right.
You voted
well,
against
Andy,
the
Andy Burnham. Andy Burnham must be allowed
these are important
to... Excuse
well.
Me, he must be allowed
let
to
me,
answer.
Let me allow
Andy
let me
Burnham
to come back. So you've made some quite serious points there. The Kirkup report and the Francis report, both of them, found no evidence of the culture that you
that's
described. That was not in the findings
no, it's
of
not.
Either
you
report.
Read them carefully,
and these
Andy.
Are serious matters, so you should be
it
quite
about the
careful.
Targets culture.
Jeremy, if you let me answer. These are quite serious matters.
We need now to hear the shadow
to stick to what was found in the Francis and the Kirkup
all right.
report.
Norman Lamb, you're trying to get in here.
Andrew, we need to be intolerant of poor care wherever it is, whether it's in the public sector or the private sector. And it's this government, actually, that has introduced new, tougher standards of care, fundamental standards, and introduced an accountability so that if any organisation, public or private, falls below those standards, the directors and the company can be prosecuted for those failures. That new accountability will drive up standards.
I just would say, closing the Andrew, if I could... Poor care is at more risk of happening now because we've got millions of people waiting longer than 4 hours.
All right,
ambulances are taking longer to arrive.